you got your Bible, turn to Acts chapter 24 this evening. Acts chapter 24, verse 1. The Bible says, "And after 5 days, Ananias, the high priest, descended with the elders and with a certain orator named Tertullus, who informed the governor against Paul. And when he was called for, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, 'Seeing that by thee we enjoy great quietness, and that very very worthy deeds are done unto this nation by thy providence, we accept it always and in all places, most noble Felix, with all thankfulness. Notwithstanding that I be not further tedious unto thee, I pray thee that thou wouldest hear us of thy clemency a few words. For we have found this man a pestilent fellow, and a mover of sedition among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarene, who also hath gone about to profane the temple, whom we took and would have judged according to our law. But the chief captain, Lysias, came upon us, and with great violence took him away out of our hands, commanding his accusers to come unto thee, by examining of whom thyself mayest take knowledge of all these things whereof we accuse him. And the Jews also assented, saying that these things were so. Then Paul, after that the governor had beckoned him to speak, answered, Forasmuch as I know that thou hast been of many years a judge upon unto this nation, I do the very I do the more cheerfully answer for myself, because that thou mayest understand that there are yet but 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem for to worship. And they neither found me in the temple disputing with any man, neither raising up the people, neither in the synagogues nor in the city. Neither can they prove the things whereof they now accuse me. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust. And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. And now after many days I came to bring alms to my nation and offering. Whereupon certain Jews of Asia found me purified in the temple, neither with multitude nor with tumult, who ought to have been here before thee and object if they had aught against me. Or else let these same here say if they have found any evil doing in me while I stood before the council, except it be for this one voice that I stand cried standing among them, touching the resurrection of the dead, I am called to question by you this day. And when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them and said, when Lysias, the chief captain, shall come down, I will know the uttermost of your matter. And he commanded the centurion to keep Paul and let him have liberty, and that he should forbid not of his acquaintance to minister or come unto him." I want to preach tonight in a few minutes, if God will be my help on this thought, a proper defense. A proper defense. Now you see this thing as it plays out here, and you see how the world works, and you see how the devil works tonight. The devil's always going to run in opposition of a child of God. If you want to try to do right tonight, the devil's going to give you opposition. Amen. But the good thing about the devil is, it's already been said this evening, the devil's not omniscient. He don't know everything. The devil's not omnipresent. He's not everywhere. So we have an advantage over the devil, and that advantage is called Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And through the Holy Spirit of God, He gives us guidance, amen, every step of the way till we get home. But we see the Word playing out here in a proper defense of Paul, praise God. We see how the things begin to shape up against him, but how God is always there to bring us through. The Bible says that they come down, and they was this man Tertullus Tertullus, he informed the governor against Paul. There's always going to be people wanting to inform somebody about you and me. There's always going to be somebody wants to tell on you. I will say, if you want to tell on me, just tell Jesus on me. Amen. Just tell Jesus what I've done. Just tell Jesus where I've been. Because, praise God, he already knows. And before you ever tell him, he's probably already working on me. But I tell you, this old sinner, praise God, I know God Almighty is looking down on me. I know he sees me everywhere I go and in everything I do. You know what's sad about a Christian today? There's a lot of Christians in this world. I think at the time God sees you, it's when you're down at the house of God. I want to say he sees you everywhere you go. There's nowhere you go tonight that God ain't watching over you. There's no place you go tonight that God Almighty don't see you. There's nowhere you go tonight that the Spirit of God don't know what you're doing. Amen. A lot of times we see people, they think they can sneak around and do this and do that, that you can go online or you can do go in the darkness somewhere or this or that, and you can get away from God. But I want to say tonight, that's contrary to the Word of God, that he's everywhere all the time. He's a watching over you because he knows you can't watch over yourself. He knows that you need help. And he's. But I want to say that same in that same aspect, a devil, the demons of hell is also watching. They see you sometimes where you are. Not all the time, if it were, like God does, but they're looking for a flaw in your character. They're looking for something in you and something in me, praise God, and a little, give them just a little gap to get in. I want to say that's all the devil needs tonight, is just a little space. But praise God, I'm glad that we can have a proper defense against the devil tonight. Just standing with the Lord Jesus Christ, putting our faith and trust in him, he'll be at defense for us. Amen. But we see how this thing plays out, and we see Tertullus, he goes down there. Now what the Jews do, they get him a lawyer. That orator, he's a lawyer. And they get him down there, they bring him down there, the opposition down there, to plead their case. Amen? That's what the devil's always doing, right? The Bible said bringing a riling accusation against the brethren. That's what he does. And it's a continuous thing. He don't ever leaves up. He don't ever change his tactics. He's always wanting to accuse you and me of something. Amen? Always wanting to accuse me. He's always wanting to accuse. He's always wanting to tattletale on you and I. So we see this coming down here. And notice this. This Tertullus, he's just exactly like the devil. He comes down there, and the Bible says before Felix, and he begins to, he says, when he is called forth, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, that's Paul, began to accuse Paul, said, saying, seeing that by thee we enjoy great quietness. Now he starts out with Felix, and he starts out with flattery. Now, how is the best way to get into somebody's heart and touch their mind, praise God, and get them on your side is to just start off with flattery. Amen. You meet somebody first thing in the morning and say, boy, you look good today. Oh, you look refreshed. You look like you're ready to go, like you're all over it, like a rat on a Cheeto. Amen. Glory. Boy, you just looking good today. Amen. You know what? And what happens, that gets that person on your side right out of the gate. Amen. That's what the devil does, praise God. He'll come along and say, hey, look, you know you're doing pretty good, but look at that fellow over there. Amen. So he comes down here with flatter on his words. He begins to flatter Felix and lift him up. Amen. He says, seeing that we enjoy great quietness and that very worthy deeds are done in this nation by thy providence. He said, boy, I said, you're just a ruler of rulers. I said, since you took over, he said, because of your providence, what you're owed, things is just getting so much better. Boy, we're just the best place we've ever been, and it just keeps getting better and better and gooder and gooder. Boy, thanks to you. Amen. I'm talking about laying out the flattery. He's a laying her out thick. Amen. He lays out the flattery. He said, we accept it always in all places, most noble Festus, with all thankfulness. So he just thanks. He said, boy, he said, you've just been a blessing to us. Well, we just flattery, flattery, flattery. Amen. That's what the devil does. And then he starts off with the slandering, slandering, slandering. Amen. Hello. Hey, you know his tactics. You know what I'm talking about. Look at verse 5. He said, for we have found this man a pestilent fellow. Amen? He said, notwithstanding, verse 4, he said that we be not further tedious unto you. He said, I don't want to wear you out with my words. He said, I just need to tell you a few things. He said, I pray thee that thou wouldest hear us with of thy clemency a few words. He said, we found this fella, a pestilent fella. Now, what does the word pestilent mean? He said, he's a pest. Amen? He said, this Paul, he said, he's nothing but a pest. That's all he is. He's just something to be wiped off, got rid of, praise God. He's just a pest. He's just like an annoying fly, a bug, praise God, that you'd like to get rid of. He's just a pest. He's someone that's annoying. Amen? You know what I would to God tonight? We'd be so annoying, praise God, that people can't stand us. Amen. God would be so real in our life, praise God, that they can't stand the goodness and the mercy and love of God that's a poured out of us, glory to God. And so they'd look to find something, praise the Lord, and they'd find what we have in Christ Jesus our Lord so we could get in. I'm not being a pestilent fella. A pest, praise God. Amen. That they might say that we can pest and we can bug them, praise God, till they realize that what we got is really something good that's worthy to be had. Amen. Praise the Lord. I told them we've talked and talked till we're blue in the face, but we need to start showing them. Amen. The love of God. Pester them, just murder them, weigh them down with love. Overcome them with love, praise God. Just love them so many ways, praise God, that they'll have to like one of them and start looking to find a place where we got that love. Amen. That's something that's in us. But he begins to slander. He said, this pestilent fellow, he said he's a mover of sedition among the Jews and throughout the world and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. He said, this pestilent fellow, he's a mover of sedition. He's trying to cause uprisings. He's causing all kind of problems. He said, we don't know what to do with him. That's why we're here to you. Amen. And he just slanders Paul and he belittles him and he puts him down. And I want to say, friend, there's somebody out there that's going to slander you. If you try to live right, they're going to slander you. They're going to put you down. They're going to talk about you. But praise God, that's all right. Just keep a looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Praise God. He'll bring you through with a shout. Ain't no use to pout. Just praise God for what you have down in your soul, praise God, tonight. If you don't have it down in your soul, praise the Lord, it's time to get it embedded down in our hearts, praise God, so we can go with God. Amen. I mean rooted down deep in our soul where this little old titty bitty stuff, that little bitty thing, praise God, it don't bother us no more. Amen. Where we can come out shouting God. Amen. Giving Him glory for what He's done in our life, what He wants to do, praise God. The little things, amen, that would so easily beset us and bring us down, praise God. You can come out shouting, praising God, giving Him the glory for lifting you out of that. Amen. Putting us above it. Amen. That little stuff, it don't matter anyway. Those little things, the Bible said, so easily beset us. Amen. Get our mind off of things. Get our mind focused on the wrong thing. Take us in a direction that we never really intended to go. Hello? It's the little things. The Bible says it's the little foxes that spoil the grapes. Amen. The little foxes that get in there and make a mess. He said, hey, listen, said, this old Paul, he said, he's coming here with, he's a pestilent fella, he's causing sedition, he's wanting to make an uprising, amen. He's a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. Amen. He was all those things. But he was not in sedition. He wasn't trying to bring up any force. He wasn't trying to cause any conflict. All he was trying to do was lift up the name of Jesus. All he was trying to do was preach the gospel of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, lifting up the precious name of Jesus so that people could be saved. Amen. Amen. He had a heart of love. He was preaching the gospel because of a heart of love. So we see this lawyer comes along with flattering words to Felix. We see this lawyer comes along with slanderous words to Paul. And we see that these witnesses come along and they agree to everything the lawyer says. Amen. You know, we can see in the world a lot of times you get people that's against the children of God. We'll find people that's opposed to godly things. Amen? And the amazing thing is, the first thing they want to do is get a gang up. I get a bunch of folks up and try to get them to bleed just like they do. Try to get them to be a witness of what they're trying to accomplish. And it happens all the time. If we ain't careful, we get caught up in those in that mess, and we'll begin to do the same things, and we'll begin to give off these same flattering words, and we'll begin to slander in the same ways, and we'll begin to try to do the things they do. And if we ain't careful, we end up becoming false witnesses just like all those around them. Amen. Ungodliness, that's opposed to righteousness for Christ's sake. But we see it playing out here. And he said these fellows, these Jews, they come and they assent to what Tertullus is saying. He said, that's right. What they do, they support his lies. Amen. Praise God. I won't say that we're not of those that support lies. Praise the Lord. We ought to be the ones that want to tell the truth. We ought to be wanting to see what God's got and to proclaim it in truth everywhere that we go. But these slanders come along, and in Paul's defense, praise God, he stands up for God and he stands up for godliness. I can see as they're talking about this man of God, and he's done the very best he can. Walk in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus Christ. Try to be the best that he can. And listen, he probably wasn't perfect. You ain't perfect. I ain't perfect. None of us is perfect, but praise God, if we love the Lord Jesus Christ, if we've been born again, we serve us a perfect God. We're walking in perfect footsteps. We're headed in a perfect direction, and we're headed for a perfect place. And one day in a little while, we'll attain to our desires, because it's the same desires that Christ has for you and I. Amen. One day in a little while, we'll attain to victory. So we see this old lawyer, he gets up and he begins to ridicule, and he begins to put down, he begins to slander, and he begins to bring up false witnesses against Paul. The Bible says that when Paul was able to speak, verse 10 said, then Paul, after that the governor had beckoned him to speak, answered. Paul had an answer for him. Amen. Paul was able to defend himself. Amen. Who done the defending of Paul? The Lord Jesus Christ Almighty. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for him, just like he makes intercession for you and I. And he walked with Paul every step of the way, every day, all the days of his life. Amen. And Paul was found faithful to God and godliness. He was found with righteousness in his soul. Amen. I wonder, praise God, today Paul was a proper defense. I wonder today if we have a proper defense. Amen. I wonder today if the devil could even come up with enough to accuse us of. Amen. When it come to being a Christian. Now the devil could accuse us with all kinds of things. The devil accuses all kind of ungodliness. Amen. But pray God, I wonder if the devil has enough information, amen, that he's recorded down that he could accuse you and I before God when it comes to being a Christian. Amen. He said, have you considered my servant Job? Amen. And the devil walking to and fro, walking upon the earth, and he said, have you considered my servant Job? He said, yeah. I said, but you've got your hand on him. He said, I can't even touch him. Amen. You've blessed him. You've hedged about him. Praise be to God. That's what God does. He blesses us and he hedges about us. Praise God. We ought to be like old Job. We ought to have a spine like a back, like a saw log, and we ought to be proclaiming the gospel every day of our life so that people can hear, so that they'll never bring a riling accusation about you and I that we don't love God. Amen. How do you know you love God? Bible said because you love your brethren. Love our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. If you do, we'll show it. It'll come out on you. Amen. If you don't, it'll come out on you too. Amen. Oh me. We need to be showing that love. So we see the defense of Paul. At first we see, he tells them, he said that they hadn't really, there's no way that they could be caught up in all this. He said, number one, he said, I ain't had enough time to do all that. Amen? In verse 11, he said, because that thou mayest understand that there are yet but 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem for to worship. Amen? He said, Paul said, hey, listen, when I set my mind, when I headed up to Jerusalem, I just had 12 days. 12 days from the time I left to go up to Jerusalem, I had the time of purifying before I go in the temple. He said, I ain't had time to do all this stuff. They're saying that I did. Amen? Amen? He said, it takes some time to get up what they're talking about. It takes some time to do the ungodly thing that they said I did. He said, I ain't had enough time to do that. Amen. He said, I've been trying to worship God. I've been trying to do what's right. I've been trying to walk right, talk right, live right. Praise God, trying to go right. And praise God, I ain't had time to do the foolish things they said I've done. Praise God, I want to say, if we're child of God doing what we ought to do, praise God, we won't have time to do those foolish things that the world says we're doing. Amen. Amen. We won't have time to get caught up in the foolishness of the world. We won't have time to play on the internet. We won't have time to put ungodly stuff on there. We won't have time to walk in a walk that's not circumspectly with God. We won't have time for that stuff. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what are you talking about? I said, if we're reading our Bible, we're studying, we're praying like we ought to, we won't have time for foolishness. Amen. Right, praise God. We can have a solid defense when it comes to the devil making riling accusations about you and I. Praise God. We can have a solid defense like Paul. Say, listen, God, devil, I don't have the time to do those wicked things you say you want me to do. Amen. Those accusations that you bring against me, there's not enough time in the day to do all that. Because I love God. I'm looking, seeking my Savior, praise God. I'm looking for guidance, praise God. I'm looking for direction. I'm looking for a way that brings hope and peace into my soul. Amen. Let me just say this tonight. You know what I think we're missing in our churches? We're missing that peace and joy down in our souls. Amen. We're missing it, praise God. It's nowhere around us. We're just slam missing that peace that should be there. That peace that cometh from God, praise God. That peace, Jesus said, that I leave with you. Amen. He said, what do you got to do, preacher, to get that? You just got to come to an old-fashioned Holy Ghost-filled cross of Calvary, pray God, where the blood's a-flowing, and just come down and seek and pick up that peace that He leaves. Amen. He leaves it for you. The peace of God. That peace that passes understanding, praise God, that comes into your heart, that gives you that joy that we're missing. Amen. I've got joy in my Christian faith, praise God. I love the Lord Jesus Christ. I know who my Redeemer is. I know who I serve today. Amen. Amen. I don't have time for the devil. Amen. Because I'm taking time for Jesus. So Paul tells him, first of all, he said, I don't have enough time, ain't enough days to done all that the accusers accuse me of. Amen. Praise God, I just haven't got enough time. And he said, besides that, he said, these are, look at verse 17, 18. Or 18, 19, he said, these accusers that you're, that these fellows is accusing me of something they don't know nothing about. Hello? Ain't it funny how people accuse you of things that they don't know nothing about? Hello? They'll accuse us of things they don't know nothing about. Somebody told me, I heard this. Amen? Praise the Lord. But he said, not only said I don't have time to do it, he said, these people that's accusing me, they don't know nothing about me. They weren't even there. Hello? Amen. How many times do you hear people ridiculing, putting down brother and sister in Christ, amen, and they don't even know what they're talking about? Somebody said so. Somebody told me so. Amen. But praise God, it's not always so, is it? Verse 18, he said, wherefore? He said, whereupon certain Jews of Asia found me purified in the temple, neither with multitude nor with tumult. Now notice what he said. Certain Jews from Asia. It wasn't these fellows that's testifying against me. It's not these witnesses they've called up, conjured up to witness against me. Amen. They weren't even there. He said, the Jews, the witnesses that said that I done this and done that, praise God, they found me. And when they found me, he said, I done the purifying of the temple, praise God. I was purified. I was in the temple, not with tumult, praise God. I didn't come with people to cause a riot. He said, I came to the house of God to worship the Lord. Amen. 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 What are you saying, preacher? Paul said, I didn't go there to fight, praise God. I went there to worship God, to lift up my Savior, to be filled with His Spirit, to feel the presence of God, to know that it's real down in my soul. Amen. Amen. I didn't go to be seen. Praise God. I didn't get, I didn't go to show out. I didn't go to be an advertisement for something. Praise God, he said, I went up the house of God. I went up there purified. I went in to worship God. Spirit of truth. Amen. Why do we go to the house of God? Amen. To worship God in spirit and truth. If we come here for any other reason, praise God, we've missed the boat. Amen. We just slam missed the boat if we come for any other reason than to worship God in spirit and in truth. In the presence of the Spirit, the presence of the Holy Ghost, praise God, and in the truth, praise the Lord. That's the Word of God that speaks to our heart and gives us encouragement, praise the Lord, to go just a little further. Amen. Paul said, listen, said, I didn't have enough time to do all this stuff. He said, the accusers you've got here, praise God, they don't know nothing about the accusation they're bringing. They're just agreeing with this old fella, and he's a lawyer that they hired for this job, and he don't know nothing about me either. Amen. Devil always have accusations against a brother. But he said, he goes on verse 19, he said, who ought to have been here? Amen. He's talking about things. He said, who ought to have been here before thee and object if they had aught against me? Paul says, listen, if those Jews from Asia had anything against me, what I was doing, how I was living, how I was acting in the temple and in Jerusalem, praise God, they ought to have been here to bring an accusation against me. They ought to have been here to tell the tale, not have somebody else that don't know nothing about it. Praise God. He said the Bible said where there's two or three witnesses that we can come together and we can get things done for God. But if there's not two or three witnesses that know what it is, praise God, we ought to keep our mouths shut and just love each other and love God Almighty and lift up His precious name as high as we can. Amen. Till He comes back. Amen. Praise God. But the slanderers are always tear down. He said, praise God, listen, these accusers ought to be present. If they're going to accuse me of stuff, if they had aught against me, amen, he said, they should have been here. Amen. What happens if you got an ought against? What's the Bible say if we got an ought against somebody? Huh? Between you and them? No, that can't be right. Because we got an ought against that. We'll go tell everybody else that we know. Boy, that sure hurt my feelings. They hurt my feelings bad. I don't know why they did that. I was just trying to beat along, trying to do a good job, and boy, they hurt my feelings. Amen. And most time, let me just say, let me be straight with you. Most of the time, they don't even know that they hurt your feelings. Amen? You know why we hurt? Because we wire them right out here. Like Brother Fender preached that time, we got them out on the end of our shoulder, praise God, and we just wire them around like it, and we put it out there on display so everybody come and knock our block off. Amen? Knock our feelings off. Hurt our little feelings, praise God. Well, I want to say glory be to God. We ought to have more of a backbone like a sawed log than that. We ought to just keep lifting up the name of Jesus, proclaiming His precious name all the way to the end of the way. What if Paul would have got hurt? What if he had got his feelings hurt every time somebody brought up accusation against him? It wasn't true. Amen? He would have been all puffed up and pouting all the time. He said, praise God. He said, they ain't got nothing against me. All I was doing is proclaiming the gospel. He said, if they got anything to say about it, here it is. He said, I'm here. Where are they at? He said, I'm here to defend myself. He said, I've got a proper defense. What about them? Amen. Praise God. And he said, or else, verse 20, he said, or else let these same here say, if they have found any evil doing in me while I stood before the council. He gets it where the rubber meets the road. He said, all right. I said, they're not here. He said, the witness are talking about the people that said it. But he said, praise God, these fellows are here. He said, ask them yourself, praise God, under oath, whether they have anything against me, whether they see me do anything evil. Amen. Boy, I could imagine things got quiet around there. I believe these witnesses started stepping back awful quick. Amen. Kind of like when the army asks for volunteers and everybody steps back, but poor old soldier ain't got enough sense to think quick. Amen. And they all step back for him, praise God. But he said, hey, listen, they can't accuse me, they're not here. And said, these that's here don't know anything, praise God, they have anything to accuse me of. Amen. A proper defense. So how did Paul have a proper defense? Because he loved the Lord Jesus Christ. Because his life showed so. Amen. His life showed forth the proper defense for Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 11. He said, because that thou mayest understand that there are yet but 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem for to worship. He said, I went to Jerusalem. He said, my sole purpose of going to Jerusalem was to worship God. So I had no other ulterior motives. I had nothing else to go for. I went up there to worship God. And said, they neither found me in the temple disputing with any man, neither raising up the people, neither in the synagogues, nor in the city. Amen. He said, I just went to worship God. That's why I went there. Amen. He said, I went to worship God. Amen. He said, my life was a life that was a purpose to worship God. Verse 16, he said, herein do I exercise myself to have also a conscience void of offense toward God and toward man. Amen. Paul said, my whole purpose is to go up there and worship God, and my whole purpose is to not bring an offense against God or against my fellow man. My purpose in my life is to be pleasing to God, to be honoring to God, to worship in the temple and give God glory for all that He does for me. He said, that's my whole purpose. Paul's life, praise God, was his proper defense. He lived a life that was proper before God and before man. You know, people don't like it when you try to live right. If people, it's like Brother Buchanan was talking about. He said, you know, we got people we love and we care about, and we're trying to pull them. We're up like up on the ladder. We're trying to pull them up. We're trying to pull them up. We're trying to pull them up. But I want to say, if we ain't very careful, it's a whole lot easier for them to pull you down than it is for you to pull them up. We just need to love them and lift them up to Jesus, praise God, and let Him pull them up out of the muck and the mire, put their feet upon a solid foundation of Jesus Christ, where they get the help and receive the help that we need today. Amen. Paul said, I was living a life of faith, praise God. He said, I was trying to lift up. He said, my conscience was void of offense toward God and toward man. Can we say that tonight? Can you say that tonight? Can we say that tonight? That our conscience is void of any offense. Amen, praise God. I hope I've never hurt nobody. If I have, I've said I'm sorry. If I know it. Amen. I don't have an ought against anybody. Praise God, I love every one of you. You're my brothers and sisters in Christ. I love you from the depths of my soul. Amen. And if I ever hurt you, praise God, I did. You come tell me, and we'll fix it. Amen. That's what God says supposed to do. Paul said, my conscience is clear. I haven't ever intentionally hurt anyone. Amen. And I don't think you want to either, do you? We want to love each other. We want to lift each other up. We want to be ready to go home when Jesus comes. I'd hate to have it on my conscience that I've hurt the brother and sister in Christ when Jesus comes. Amen. I want to have a clean heart or clean hands and a pure heart when Jesus comes, don't you? I want to have clean hands. What I've done, I want to have a clean heart. How I've loved, praise God. But Paul said, my life, his life, was a proper defense for Jesus. Not only was his life a proper defense for Jesus, but his faith was a proper defense for Jesus. In verse 14, he said, But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. He said, what they say in his heresy, praise God, it's just believing God. He said, what they say is heresy. What they're accusing me of is just taking God at His word. It's just taking God and believing what He said, His holy right, His law, and His prophets. He said, just believing it. He said, if they say that I believe God, he said, I'm guilty as charged. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you believe God tonight? Amen. Would you stand guilty as charged because you believe God? Amen, boy, I would. I believe this blessed old book from Genesis 1 to all the way through Revelation. I believe it with all my heart. In the beginning, God, and I believe it with all my soul. Amen, all the way to the end. By Paul's faith, he said he believed God. Amen. He believed the writing of the laws and the prophets. He said, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and of the unjust. Paul said, I have faith in God. He said, I have faith in God. I've had faith in the law, faith in the prophet. He said, I have a faith, praise God, in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, a resurrection of God's people, praise God, that Jesus got up so we can too. And one day in a little while, I believe He's coming again and we'll rise up, glory to God. Amen. Amen. He said, I believe in hope in the resurrection of the just and the unjust. He said, "Preacher, I've got faith. I believe what God says." Amen. Do you believe what God says?
Amen.
Amen. You believe God's Word? You believe it's true?
Amen.
Absolute true. Praise God. Absolute. No errors. Amen. No, there's no contradictions. You know, preacher, these things in here seem like contradictions. Praise God, they may seem like contradictions, but they're not. Hey, praise God, it's the infallible Word of God. It's absolute in every and all its absoluteness, praise God, and it's magnified for God's glory. So we see Paul by his life. We see Paul by his faith. His faith, what was it in? It was in the Word of God and God of the Word. Amen. My faith is in the Word of God, and my faith is in the God of His Word. Amen. That's what makes a difference in our life. That's a proper defense that we can have tonight for God's glory. Bless His holy name. So not only do we see His life, a proper defense of His life, a proper defense of His faith, but see, we see a proper defense in His service to His nation. Look at verse 17. He said, "Now after many years I came to bring alms to my nation and offerings." Paul says, "These fellows are accusing me of something I didn't do." And he said, praise the Lord. He said, my life, my faith, and my service to my nation. He said, I've been going to the churches. And said, "I've been taking up alms. I've been taking up love offerings." He said, "I've been taking up love offerings, alms for the people of Jerusalem." And he said, "I gathered it up, praise God, we gathered it up, and we carried it up to Jerusalem, and we passed it out, we give it to the brother there in the temple, praise God, to distribute out to the people, praise the Lord." He said, "The only thing I'm guilty of is loving the nation." Amen. Loving God's people. It said, "You ask me if I'm guilty. I'm guilty as charged." Praise God. He said, "Now after many years, I came to bring alms to my nation and offerings." Amen. He said, "I had something to offer and I had something to give back." In other words, what he's saying, "I'm not here to take anything. I'm not here to get anything. They're accusing me of stuff, but praise God, it's not real. I'm not here to give, to take and take." He said, "I'm here to give and to give and to give." Amen. Paul said, "I give till it hurts." Amen. He said, "I give all I have." Paul gave himself, praise God. He gave everything he had, glory God, for God's glory, that God might get the glory out of his life. Amen. He said, listen, folks, "I come to Jerusalem to bring alms, to bring gifts, to bring offerings." He said, "I come to Jerusalem to worship God. It's the only reason I come." He said, "These false allegations, praise God." He said, it's not proved by my life. He said, "It's not proved by my faith." He said, "It's not proved by my service." Amen. The false, I wonder tonight if the devil brought up false accusations against you and I, if he could prove any of them. What could he prove about your life? What could he prove about your faith? What could he prove about your service? Amen. If we're sleuthful in one, then we've probably been sleuthful in another. I know we all come short, we fail, we miss the mark every day in all these aspects of our life. But Paul said, praise God, "I've got a defense." He said, "I'm doing the best I can with the help of God." I wonder tonight, could we say that? Could you say that? That I'm doing the best I can with the help of God to make things right before my Maker. Amen. To fix things up. I guess what I'm trying to ask today, tonight, this evening, do you have a proper defense when you stand before God? Because He's got all the records of our lives. Got them all pinned down. And Paul said, "You know what?" He said, I've got the records to prove it. He said, "I didn't come here to fight. I didn't here come to cause sedition." He said, "I come to worship God." He said, "I come to proclaim the resurrection of the dead." Verse 21, "Except it be for this one voice that I cried standing among them. Touching the resurrection of the dead, I am called in question by you this day." He said, "The reason I'm here today is because I preached the resurrection of the dead." Amen. Praise God that the dead know no life and no life at all. But he said, "There's a resurrection of the dead. There's a reviving of the dead coming out of that old dead life into the newness of life in Christ Jesus our Savior. A life, praise God, a virtuous life, a living life, praise God, In the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, the only thing I can proclaim, He said, except it be for this one voice. He said, there's one thing that I said, one thing I proclaim, one thing I stand on, amen, among them. And He said, it's touching, it's talking about, it's standing upon the resurrection of death. He said, I'm called into question by you this day. He said, praise God. He said, I'm just standing on the resurrection from the dead. That the dead in Christ will be raised up, and those who are alive and remain will be caught up with Him in the air, and so shall we ever be in the air, or be with the Lord. Amen. He says, praise God. He said, that's what I'm talking about. He said, that's the only thing I've said. That's the only thing I'm proclaiming. That Jesus Christ and Him risen. Amen. Praise God. He said, that's all I've got to share. It's all I've got to. He said, listen, Felix, I'll just tell you the truth. I'll just lay it out here for you, just plain as I know how. The one thing that I said up there, the one thing that I'm standing upon is the resurrection, Lord Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ is a risen Savior. Amen. Praise God. He said, and Felix said, wow. He said, I can't do nothing with that. Because the Bible said that he heard these things having more perfect knowledge of that way. He knew about the resurrection. He knew about what was proclaimed and what was expected. Praise God. Amen. Why? Because Paul had a proper defense for what he believed. I believe today, church, we ought to have a proper defense for what we believe, what we stand upon, what we stand in, praise the Lord, in the Lord Jesus Christ, the blessed hope that we have in our Lord and Savior, praise the God. Paul said, I didn't come up here, praise God, to cause anything. He said, I didn't come to fight. He said, I didn't come. He said, the witness they have are false witnesses. They don't know nothing about me. And if anybody's got an ought against me, he said, just have them come tell me. You know what he's saying? Paul said, I'll make it right. Paul said, I'll make it right. He said, I ain't going to stand in judgment before God because I hold an ought against my brother. Amen. He said, because I know God said, you know that you're saved because you love the brethren. Amen. I know I'm saved today because I love the brethren. Amen. I love the brother and sister in Christ. I love every one of you. Thank God for you from the depths of my heart.